Okay, so continuing from yesterday. So if you recall, we're trying to figure out Tosos. You were on yesterday, right, Sammy?
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to figure out, I'm sorry, Rashi. Trying to figure out Rashi. So the way Rashi learns, so the way Rashi and his defense against Tosos. So what we're saying is that Rashi's is learning. Let's just say, well, what Rashi didn't like about Tosos. So the question is, or the difference between Rashi and Tosos, is that, well, how does Rav Chisda allow you to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? Right? It's not Yontif. Right? So according to Tosos, that Rav Chisda, that he holds that there is for any Tzorche Mitzvah. For Tzorche Mitzvah. Malachas Mitzvah. So Malachas Mitzvah, doesn't matter what Mitzvah it is. It could be any mitzvah, it could be Yantiv, could be Shabbos, could be Shteilachim, could be Lachem upon him. Who cares? Okay, that was the way Tosos learned the Rava. Rav Chisda. Right? It just has to be that it's a mitzvah which is must be done today. It can't just be a mitzvah. Malachas mitzvah is docha, pushes aside, there's some malachas. It has to be something which had to be done today. See, Rashi apparently doesn't like that. It's too broad to say that the heter, Tzorchach al Nefesh, is a heter. For any mitzvah, malacha of mitzvah is too broad. Rather, it's for a malacha of a Yom Kadosh. Of a Yom Kadosh. In other words, as opposed to a malachas chol, there's malachas chol and there's malachas kadosh. So it means is that the malacha is a malacha in the service of a Yom Kadosh, so then it's that's what's mutter. I mean, that's the idea, for instance, in the service of the Yom of Yantif, so that's mutter, for simple Yantif, for instance, or for a Yom Shabbos. As he says, Kedusha Achasi, means that in their root, Yom Kadosh is defined not in its positive character, but in its character as Yom Shvisa, as the day which is removed from Malacha. So Shabbos and Yantif both have that characteristic. So it's not a Choldic activity, a Malacha. It's not a Malacha of Chol, of a weekday, rather it's Malachas Kodesh. The way he gets to get Malachas Kodesh is by the fact that it's done for a Yom Kadosh. Okay, and that's the regard which he means that Shabbos and Yantif want Kedusha. Okay, and therefore Rav Chisda says you cook from Yom Shabbos, right? Cook Yom Shabbos. Fine. So then the Gemara asks, and this is kind of where we're at. So the Gemara asks by that logic, you should be able to prepare on Yontif for next week around Shabbos for the Lechem Panim. Right? So why should we be able to do that? Because that's Yom Kodesh, right? Because that's a malacha for Yom Kodesh, for Shabbos. So who cares that it's many days away? That doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Well, that's a question also, why on Yom Tov it should be mutter to cook for the Shteilachim, right? The Shteilachim, because it's for the Yom Kodesh, for Shavuos. Shavuos for Shavuos, it should be allowed. Because that's his position. It's always mutter, Chistos only, it's always mutter to cook. On Yantif for Yantif, for Yom Kodesh. So it's a difference if it's for Shabbos or it's for Shneilach Malacham Panim. The only thing he's rejecting is with Tosos, or his Tosos learning means any mitzvah, he's saying it's specifically for a Malachas Hayom, Malachas Yom Kodesh, as opposed to a Malachas Chol. It's not a weekday Malacha, but it's a Kodesh Malacha. Okay, but not by the mitzvah, but by the fact that it's for a Kedushas Hayom. Right. Okay, but right. So the question is, what's Rava's objection to that? What's Rava's objection to that? Right, because he starts attacking Rav Chisda and he has all these questions on him. So at first sight, you learn that Rava doesn't like. He says it's true, it's for the Yom, for the Yantif, for the Yom Kadosh, but it's not for the Yom Kadosh as defined by the removal from Issa Malacha. But it's for Yom Kadosh of Yontif, which is the positive character of Yontif, which is simplest Yontif. Not Shabbos. Shabbos is a different day in the positive nature of the day. Is Shabbos and Yontif two totally different days? So therefore, you would think that's his question. Rabbah holds that no, Shabbos and Yontif are not one Kedusha. They're one Kedusha between Malacha, but not the positive characteristic. And you'd think that Tosafot, that Rashi is saying, is that you can't, the heter of Malacha as Yontif is a Malacha is for the Tzorach Hayom, the positive Yom of Yontif. And therefore, Shabbos and Yontif are not Kedusha Achas, they're different. Right? You can't learn from Yontif to Shabbos. That's what you think. That's his question. But Tosafot says, if you learn that way, Tosafot says, hold on a second. If the Pratos's whole, if the Rabbah's whole question is how could you learn, how could you equate Yontif to Shabbos? Rather, it's only for Yontif, not for Shabbos, right? If that's his whole point, so then his question from Lacham Ashtei Lacham, I'm sorry, from Lacham upon him, is that how could you bake? Well, I'm sorry, why aren't you allowed to bake bake for Shabbos? If you, Rav Chisda, are telling me that you're allowed to do your Shabbos and Yontif are the same, so then you should be allowed to cook for the Lacham upon him for Shabbos. Right? So, but what's that question? Because the whole question should be showing that Shabbos is different than Yontif, but the Shtei Halachim also you can't bake for. Right? That's an open halacha for Yontif also. So it's not because Shabbos is different from Yontif, it's just because for Karban or for whatever reason, Shtei you can't do for Shtei Halachim, the same reason you can't do for Halachim upon him. So if Rabba's whole question is to show that Shabbos and Yontif are not the same, right, and the heter is only for Yontif, show me something where there is a heter Yontif and not a heter by Shabbos. Don't show me something where there's no heter by Yontif either. And therefore, Tosafot says it can't be that Rabba's whole attack on Rav Chisda is that you're treating Yontif and Shabbos as the same. Because if that's what he's trying to undermine, then he's not really doing a good job at it. Right, and therefore, Tosafot went off on a whole different track. Tos went off on a different track. That it's not talking about Shabbos Yontif being one day. It's talking about is that for a mitzvah or is that for simplest now, simplest now to follow on. Okay, but Rashi doesn't go that track, right? So the question is: So how's Rashi going to defend himself against that? Okay, so we noticed Rashi does address that. So therefore, so we said if you look carefully at Rashi. So, because this guy asked another question also, this is Matt's question yesterday, is that Rabba asks a question to Rav Chisda, is that Rabba asks to Rav Chisda, why can't you bake the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos to eat on Shavuos? Right, if you are telling me that you're allowed to bake on Shabbos to Yontif to Shabbos, certainly you should be allowed to bake Yontif to the Shtei HaLechem, which is also on Yontif. Right, so Matt says, yeah, that's not only. Why is that only a question on Rav Chisda? Isn't that a question on Rabba also? Rabba agrees you're allowed to cook on Yontif to Yontif. So why are you getting upset at Rav Chisda, who says you're allowed to cook Yontif to Shabbos? That's an altogether difficult point. Why can't you cook on Yontif to Yontif? Right. So that's what I'm saying. What kind of question is that? Right. Yeah. So that that question Rashi addresses. And he says, and with this, I think Rashi uncovers how he's learning the argument between Rabba and Rav Chisda. He's not learning it like the way Tosfos is pinning him, is that whether or not you treat Shabbos and Yontif as one day. Okay, that's not the machlokas. Although what Rashi holds that you do, although Rav Chisda holds that you do, that's not Rabba's point of contention, that Shabbos and Yontif are different. Rather, he says like this, is that Rabba holds you're only allowed to cook on Yontif that which will be fit for right now. Okay, you could bake, and this is what we have to give us farah for, but you're allowed to cook on Yontif for that which will be fit for right now. Okay, so Shabbos, you can't bake for Shabbos because Shabbos isn't fit for right now. Okay, unless you say, oh, well, the guests are going to come and therefore it is fit for right now. But his point is that you can't intrinsically cook something which is not going to be fit for right now. It's only for right now. So if you say that, so that's why you can't bake the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos morning for the Shtei HaLechem which are going to be eaten later in the day. Because when you bake the Shtei HaLechem, you're not allowed to eat them. They're not edible right now because they're not allowed to be eaten until you bring the karban. So therefore, you know, there's no permit to bake the. I understand, Rabba will say, I understand why you can't bake the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Because they're not edible right now, and I hold that it has to be edible right now in order for it to bake it. But according to you, Rav Chisda, you hold that you're allowed to bake on Yontif for Shabbos. You finished Yontif lunch, you're stuffed, you're not eating anything more on Yontif, but you're allowed to bake for Shabbos, which is later. Even though right now it's not fit. It's not fit for right now, it's fit for later tomorrow. Right? You're allowed to do it. So certainly, you should be allowed to bake on Yontif for later in the day on Yontif. The Shtei HaLechem. So why can't you do that? So it proves the point. The Shtei HaLechem is proving that that's not true. The only permit to bake is for that which is going to be a fit for eating right now.
Question.
One second, to which she answers, oh no, that's a good point, but really it should be permitted. It should be permitted. But you're not allowed to because it's karbon. And karbon is not lechem v'lo gvoah. The whole hat of rochel nefesh, karbonos is not considered rochel nefesh, so that's like a totally different reason which she answers. Right? So the way Rashi is setting up the machlokas, though, is the permit. That's not the issue. I mean, definitely Shabbos and Yom Tov are one kedusha, otherwise the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Because how could you, even if you say you could cook for later, yeah, but later on Yom Tov, how do you do later on Shabbos? So the premise of Rashi is that Yom Tov and Shabbos are one kedusha. Since Yom Tov is one kedusha, so therefore the permit should apply to Shabbos intrinsically. The only problem is it's not edible right now. So Rabba holds you only allowed to bake that which is edible for right now, which is chazi right now. But as Rav Chisda is holding, no, who really cares if it's edible right now? That doesn't make a difference. As long as it's for Yom Kadosh, who really cares? Right, so that's what we have to define. That's what we have to define. What's the svar for that? Yeah, that's a good question. So Chaim asked a question, what does it mean he's not fit for eating right now? Why? Because you finished lunch, so it's not fit for eating. I mean, intrinsically, it's fit for eating right now. It's just okay, so you're full. It's a big deal. So it's not. So you're already finished your meal. But what does he mean? It's not fit for. It's not chazi for right now. What's that idea? Right. I mean, you could eat. What's also? Why is it relevant? It's not fit for right now. Who cares? Why should it be that you only had to bake that which is fit for right now? What's the difference? I mean, if it's gonna be a few hours later on Yom Tov, right now you can't. You can bake the shnei lachem. You're not allowed to eat them because you have to shut the carbon first. Okay, fine, so you're going to shut the carbon first. So how long is that? I mean, therefore, the whole thing is, what's the difference? A mitzvah Yom Tov? What's the whole svara? It just sounds like a forced thing anyways. Maybe his point is like this, is that, see, when you have food, when you cook food for right now, so the cooking is, in a certain sense, like part of the meal. Okay, like a meal, there's the preparation and then the meal. Okay, so when food is fit, it's like part of meals. It's okay, we're going to make dinner and eat it. Right? There's an idea that the food is malachas ochal nafesh. The idea is that the malacha is not just a regular malacha, but it's a malacha of food. So the idea is that it's the way it becomes a different type of a malacha, of malachas ochal nafesh, is by the fact that it's part of a process of eating. Is that you want to eat, you're about to eat, you want to eat now, so you make food and you eat it. And therefore, thereby the malacha is like the first step of the meal, and that's what makes it into defined as a tzarkeion. It's not just, as opposed to Rabba, who's going to say, it's defined as a tzarech ochel nefesh because the reason why you're cooking is in order to eat it. The difference is what makes it into a malacha ochel nefesh. Is it because that's the objective of your cooking? Is for eating? So I don't care if it's going to eat it now or tomorrow or later or next Shabbos or whatever. The point is, the objective of your eating is an achilas Yom Tov, achilas kedushas hayom. So therefore, that's fine. But according to Rabba, it doesn't just go by your objective, but it has to be the way it's defined as a malacha ochel nefesh is that it's part of a process of achila. It's not just ordinary malacha, but it's malacha of achila, of ochel nefesh, by the fact that it's part of a process of usage of Yom Kadosh. It's actually part of the process. So if that's the case, if you already finished your meal on Yom Tov, you're all done. Now the reason why you're cooking it is because you want to eat it on Shabbos, but it's not part of a process of achila, so it's just an action of malacha. Now it's very nice that's why you're doing it, but objectively it's just a maisa bishul. There's no heter to do baking.
But if you have a leftover, you can definitely cook more than you need for a meal.
One second, that's a different story. Yeah, that's a different discussion. That's a different discussion.
I was saying, like, you cook all
the... No, I understand what you're saying. Right now, I follow your question. It's a good question. It's a different question, though. It's a good question, but it's a different one. Okay, or for instance, also, that's what you're saying, is that's why if you're cooking for the shtei lachem. See, since the shtei lachem, you can't say the baking of the shtei lachem is part of the process of the eating of the shtei lachem. Because the shtei lachem aren't edible right now. And you can't eat shtei lachem. They're not fit for eating right now. It's also to eat right now. So therefore, you have to say, as I'm baking it now, the objective of my baking is that later I could accomplish a mitzvah, an achila. So it's for the purpose of achila. But to define as malacha sochal nefesh, the way it's defined, what differentiates this action from a regular action of malacha is that it's part of the first step in the process of achilas Yom Tov, achilas Shabbos. That's what defines it as malach nefesh, and that's what's mutter. But a regular ma'isa malacha, just from the purpose whose intent is achila, that is the yom. That's, and there's no hadith for that. It has to be like the definition of the action as being a part of a process of achila. When he means chazila, he means that you're going to eat it. You're going to eat it now. Whereas basically you're hungry, or you're about to eat, or you want to eat, and you're baking the food, and it's going to be eaten in the near vicinity. It doesn't mean that's what it says. Like you can't bake on Yontif for chol. That wouldn't be allowed either. I mean, you may not get malchus because who's to say what the guy's doing? But objectively, the baking has to be really for that's chazi, that's fit to be eaten right now. So, like, if I know guests may come, so now I'm baking, so I'll say this is part of their eating. Now, they may not come, but whatever. You could say that it's defined as part of a process of achila. It's a first step. It's been defined as a first step of achila, first step of eating. So, if you're baking something, there's a difference between, like, for instance, making dinner at night versus you're preparing for your 3-day yontif, so you start preparing a few days early. It's a different type of a cooking. There's cooking dinner, like fresh food, you're basically making dinner and you're about to eat and you're making the food and it's the first step of your meal, versus like a caterer who's preparing food for some affair for next week. It's a different type of a process. And one of them is just baking. They're just doing baking. Now, it's true, the reason why is because someone will eat it eventually. But and that may be their intent and what they're thinking. But the action is regular baking. As opposed to when a person, a mother in her house, is baking, making food for dinner. So that's really, it's the first step. It's setting up the meal. It's a part of the process of a meal, is you bake the food and you eat it. It kind of reminds me of like by Borer. Like Borer, they say, it's like if you do Borer on Shabbos, separating, and you're doing it miyad, right away, you can eat it right away, and you're using your hand, and you're taking the good part, the ochel, so it's really like part of the process of eating. It's not separating, it's eating. So what it means eating, it's not eating, it's separating. No, but that's the first step of eating. Eating is you pick the thing up. So it's similarly, eating is you cook the food and you eat it. So it's like it's part of an extended process of preparing a meal and eating it. But if you're cooking food for some time in advance and it's not fit for eating right now, so you can't say it's part of a process of eating. The process of eating is not a reality at this point. So therefore, you're just doing something whose objective is to eat it later. But that's not, like for instance, if I do borer, I separate it so that I'll be able to eat it later. It's true, that's why I'm doing it, but that's objectively not what I'm doing. What I'm doing objectively, I'm just doing an actual separating. And that's just my intent. So the heter here is that it's melachas ochel nefesh. What does it mean, melachas ochel nefesh? It's melacha. What's melachas ochel nefesh? Melachas melacha. Because I'm going to eat it. It's not just because I'm going to. It's because it's really becomes part of a process. It becomes the first step in a process. And in order for it to be the first step in a process, it has to be that you're making food which is fit for eating right now. I don't know if it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to eat it at this very instant, but it has to be fit for eating this. If there's a mafsik, if there's something which is preventing it from being eaten right now, so then it's basically like a story, cooking for storage. It's not part of the process of achila. That's not that there, of a whole nefesh. Oops. So my point, I guess, here in the Svara is, just to say that he says you're only allowed to bake for right now is arbitrary. There's no, what's the difference between doing for right now for a different time? You have to show that right now is not just a matter of how long it is, but it's a different quality of cooking, and therefore that gives a sense to the argument that he'd say that there's only for right now. You know what I mean? He's like, let's say according, Sam is raising a point, like, let's say according to Rabbah, so let's say you're making your food, let's say Shai Yontif ends at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., so let's say you're cooking your food at 7:50 for your Shabbos meal, which is going to be at 8:10 or whatever. I mean, if you've been a those issues, whatever. But basically, so then what do you mean? So then I say it's part of a process because it's going to be fit right now. I mean, how long is your gap going to be? Well, that's going to be very quick. Why do you have to make the case? It's after your lunch on Yontif, so how long of a gap is there really? Right? But I think that's what Rashi is kind of addressing, where he says, the chol hayoma lo chazilai. For this whole day, it's not fit because he already ate. Right? El davar lo oso shabbos. Sorge shabbos. Yeah, so I think he means is that once this, it's not fit for this day. Like meals are a phenomenon of days. So there's Shabbos, so there's Yontif. So you can't say that what you're doing on Yontif is part of my meal of Shabbos. It's for the purpose of Shabbos, but it's not, it's like a different day. We're in Yontif now. So you're doing Yontif now. The cooking now is be part of the activities of doing on Yontif. But Shabbos is a different day, and it's not a reality. And so far as it's Yontif, then it's not. You don't say that it's like I'm beginning my Shabbos meal. I I mean, maybe you could say on Erev Shabbos you could say you're doing that, but since this is Yom Tov, it has its own character to it, so you don't say that the activity is like part of beginning my Shabbos meal. It's in this day, it's not fit, I'm done with my Yom Tov meal, so just the cooking of Yom Tov. Now, the reason is because of Shabbos, but it's not, it can't be say it's like part of a beginning, there's like an objective like hafzik, so to speak, is the fact that it's a different day. And by say Lachem, where it's on the same day, Shalach, where it's on the same day, so then it's because there's like a hafzik, because there's an Isser of Achila. That's, I think, Rabbah's argument, is if you're telling me that you're even allowed to eat it from Yom Tov to Shabbos, where it's really a lot one process, because there's an objective break of the Yom, then certainly you should be allowed to do it from Yom Tov to Yom Tov, where it's at least on the same day, it's just there's a little break of the break of an Isser. What question you ask is at night? I mean, why isn't Rabbah upset about cooking on Yom Tov nighttime to eat tomorrow morning? Because it's not, you can say it's just part of the process of the meal of Shabbos morning, Yom Tov morning, it's all overnight. Or even forget our Svara, just the Peshat, it's a question. Because he's saying it's only fit to that which is fit for right now. But it's not fit for right now because you're full. You're full right now, you just ate your meal. It's not fit for right now. So when's it fit for? Tomorrow? That's already not right now. That's already, it's not chazi at this moment. I mean, unless you'll say even though you're full, you could eat. But if you say that, then even on Yom Tov afternoon, you'll say even though I'm full. So you see, full really creates, says you know you can't eat it right now. So when are you going to eat it? After you wake up in the morning? But isn't that a hafzik? So shouldn't that has a chazi for right now? But it doesn't seem like Rabbah has a problem with doing that. So isn't that, should be a question on Rabbah's svara, according to Rashi. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Maybe you say this, that like, there's a phenomenon of, like, and this is like kind of similar to a Yonah's Lachom example, but this kind of phenomenon of the cook time for this meal. There's like, when you have a series of meals, so the time in between the first one meal into the next meal is the time, which is like the prep time for the next meal. It's like once you finish, it's like almost you have this on three of the Antif. Like after you finish meal, you say, okay, ready for the next one. Like you're not actually ready for the next one, but it means you're beyond the first meal, and now you're up to the next one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that which you do until that point is like preparation is part of the process of the next meal. So it's like when you finish your nighttime meal, then you'll say is now you're up on deck is the lunch meal. And therefore you'll say is like you whatever you do, if you start preparing at night, you'll say that's part of the process of this next meal. Not necessarily because in time it's directly attached to it, but it means that it could become part of the process because you're omed for that next meal. But after Yom Tov, so now Yom Tov, all your Yom Tov meals are over. So now you can't eat anymore, you're full, meals are over. So now what is this? It's part of a process of what? It's Yom Tov, and Shabbos is already a different day. So it can't become part of a process. So the way it becomes part of a process of eating is because meals, by their nature, take in the time leading up to them as being the prep time. So the morning meal takes in the account the morning and the night before. But the night meal takes into account what are their meals? Yeah, right, and then the afternoon meal takes into account from the first to the second meal. Right? Except unless it's a break of a yom. So in other words, when you're on Yom Tov, so therefore you'll say is now I'm involved in prep for this next meal, and then I'll like prep for the next meal. Like after, like for instance, this happens like sometimes women after the meal and for the Yom Tov night, they wash their dishes for the next day. That's like part of the prep for the next day. It's like you finish with this meal, then you move on to the next meal. But that's assuming that there is a reality to the next meal. It's Yom Tov, so you're omed for, you're up for the next meal. But on but Shabbos is a different day. There's no reality to the next meal. Shabbos is always history. So basically, you can't say this is a cooking of, which is chazi. So it's not like chazi for right now. Chazi right now means is like the meal. I mean, I think you can only say this with the Svara we're saying, that it's part of the process of the next meal. It doesn't literally mean that it's fit for right now, for this very moment. What he means is the idea of a fit for this very moment means that it's part of a process of Achilas Yom Tov. But once your Achilas Yom Tov is over, or if it's Asur to eat right now, so then it can't become part of a process of Achila. I guess that leaves us to deal with the problems I mentioned yesterday. I mean, I guess we'll try to do that stuff tomorrow. Okay, but that's basically the problems with right about Hava. about the Rambam. Remember, I tell you, look at the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chanana. Right, we have to get back into that a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we may have to totally get into the fine hole a tiny bit in order to whatever, but essentially I want to try to answer up that question.